Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Driven to you by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Stop in for a great deal on the rugged and capable Honda Pilot. Contact your local Washington area Honda dealers today. I tweeted out at Capital One Arena the other night while walking the concourse before the Caps game. Fresh baked popcorn, specifically at an arena, is a top five smell. And Captain Todd responded and said he'd love to hear me and you rank our top five smells.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's right.
Yep.
I think that would be a good segment. So without further ado, today's double play, we will be ranking our top five smells. Now, what I figured out when I jotted them down during the break, mine are almost all foods.
You'll see a central theme in mine as well.
We should probably do like a food list and then a non-food list, but here we go. Number five on my top five smells.
Mm-hmm.
Freshly cut grass.
Mm.
That is the only item on my list that is not a food. Freshly cut grass. Walk by, neighbor just cut the grass. That's a great smell. Number four, bacon being cooked. The smell when you wake up in the morning of bacon
mm-hmm.
being cooked.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, top five smells for me. I'm going to go with what got this started. In a concourse specifically,
yep.
and only in a concourse, mm-hmm. walking around fresh popped popcorn. Different. I like movie theater popcorn.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Like the taste is better. The smell is not the same as in a stadium where they're turning on those old fryers and you know, hadn't been cleaned in months, and the poppers probably or have not been cleaned in a couple of days.
So like a movie theater where there's kind of like a big hallway, or like a bigger movie theater. Does that qualify?
Where there's a big hallway.
Yeah, like I'm thinking of the, like it's one of the big mega complexes where there's like there's a multiple theater situation. You come out and smell
but movie
the
theater
smell.
Popcorn is like almost brought, it's like brought in a bag in a lot of places mm-hmm. and like poured into the thing to make it look popped. I mean, this is real popping popcorn
okay,
stuff.
Okay, I got you.
Number three. Number two, chocolate chip cookies fresh out of the oven.
Mm-hmm.
That's a chocolate chip cookie fresh out of the oven.
Mm-hmm.
And the number one smell, a freshly baked brownie. That's a brownie, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going. Brownies out of the oven. Cookies out of the oven. Freshly popped popcorn in a concourse at a stadium. Bacon being cooked. And freshly cut grass, my top five smells.
So you're going to see a theme here for me as well. Number five, apple pie. Apple pie being baked is perfect. Number four, cinnamon rolls. Cinnamon rolls are fine.
Great smell.
I like cinnamon rolls okay. Like, I'll eat them, obviously. I'll eat like seven until I'm full and almost die. But the smell of a cinnamon roll is sexual.
It's Guy, that smell.
It is intoxicating. I would hook up with anything that smelled like a cinnamon roll. Anyway, number two, freshly baked bread. Just bread. We had a bread maker when I was growing up. Part of the reason why I'm overweight. My dad used to make all sorts of concoctions out of that bread maker. He'd do the sourdough.
My dad was a bread maker guy too.
He was one
of those old school ones that looked like a big square.
Of course we did.
They pull out a loaf. It would take 15 hours.
Dude, he was Walter White with that thing. He was unbelievable. He kept the sourdough mix in this little the bowl with like a little plastic on top of it. He knew what he was all about. Banana bread, a regular bread is number three. Banana bread is number two. I don't know why banana bread smells so good. I can't explain it. It should be a perfume. That's all I want to do is sniff banana bread. When I sense banana bread's being made, I smell it in my olfactory senses, and I just hover around the kitchen until it's done. I just pace back and forth like Dan Cook doing a TV special. Number one, you mentioned it. The single greatest smell we have come up with as human beings also goes with the single greatest dessert, the single most perfect thing to eat for a human being. That's the chocolate chip cookie. Not a snickerdoodle. Not an oatmeal raisin bit of nonsense. Not some kind of weird thing that was a waste of all the butter and eggs and flour and sugar and vanilla extract and those Toll House chocolate chips. The chocolate chip cookie in the oven, the instant that oven opens. Think about the oven opening. The oven's opening, and you're standing within about 15 to 25 feet because your wife told you to get back.
Yeah.
And that instant it hits your nose, you know you're going to eat 11 of those bastards. So, number five, apple pie. Number four, cinnamon rolls. Number three, fresh baked bread. Number two, banana bread. Number one, chocolate chip cookies.
A lot of bread in there.
Yeah, it's very breaded. It's a breaded list.
Other smells I came up with that aren't food related. The pages of a new book. You ever go buy an actual book anymore? And this was old school, maybe, when you used to get a book for school or whatever. But when you crack that book open for the first time and you sniff the right in the middle pages, that's a great smell. I love that.
I'm with you.
How about, this one's a deep cut, but you remember those manuals that would come? I can think of it from video games or just like any kind of toy you got as a kid. And it was very glossy, like pages to learn how to do what you were doing.
Yeah, so like you'd open up the box and then the game is there and then the Charlie is right there also that you'd open up.
Love that.
Yeah.
Good smell.
Mm-hmm.
Nostalgic. I think we've disagreed on this in the past. I love the smell of gasoline. Big gasoline guy.
Yeah, that's...
So, like, this is weird.
Yeah.
But if I'm pumping gas, I'll, like, if I can, I'll kind of just touch the tip of the gas pump, like, before I put it back in, like, rub it on my fingertips and get a good sniff of the gasoline.
Yeah.
Just to get a little bit on those
fingers.
You ever
put the magnifying glass over ants, too, there, guy?
No. I haven't done that.
No, you don't do that?
No. But I like a little sniff of gasoline.
Yeah, you torture small animals sometimes. The Christmas tree?
Christmas tree. That's a good one. Live Christmas tree.
A nice, healthy bit of wood. Like, so a James smells nice, but the burning wood. Burning wood.
So like a fire?
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
The burning wood is outstanding.
How about fresh pavement? Reminds me of going to King's Dominion.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It's not one of my favorites, but it is a nostalgic smell of like being at King's Dominion or somewhere fun, where you're somewhere that is a big venue. It's fresh pavement. You know the smell.
Yeah, I know it. Maybe sometimes a little bit after it rains, too, on the pavement. You get that post-pavement
smell.
Distinct. Here's one. You're not going to care at all, but there was an entire ad campaign for decades around it. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. The smell of that freshly ground coffee percolating.
Was it just the song that you liked, though, more than the smell?
Before I even liked coffee, and I love coffee so much. It's the reason to get out of bed, okay? Before I loved that smell of freshly ground coffee. Not like some freeze-dried bag, not something that, you know, you bought from the store for $5. No. I'm talking about the real deal O'Neill. All right? That freshly ground coffee is a delightful smell. And Folger's very aromatic back in the day. So when it's like percolate in the coffee maker, it comes to the whole house and helps you wake up because your body knows I'm going to be okay. I'm going to get some.
I'm trying to think of, there's a cologne that I really, really like that I wear all the time, but I can't even think of what the brand is. No one makes a good cologne, actually.
My guys at the Grooming Lounge?
The guys at the Grooming Lounge.
I
got their cologne recently from you, and I've been wearing that a lot lately. They make a great cologne.
They have two, Handsome Devil and Magnificent Bastard. I go back and forth as to which one I like better.
Those are funny names.
But I like them both. We didn't have anything about barbecue on our list. Doesn't that seem weird?
Seems like an oversight.
Yeah.
But we only had five spots,
I know.
Man.
And mine was heavy on baked goods.
Yeah, you just had all breads and I had all baked sweets, basically.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.